This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots going on. We just can't cover it all. It's just that simple. If I went through it and just kind of did it by title, headlines and things like that, maybe we could. But these things, they deserve a deeper dive. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Same old song. Just a different beat since you've been gone. But it is. It's the same old song. The news is a repetitive, cyclic thing. And it's funny. I remember when I contemplated doing radio over a decade ago, I wondered, how do you talk about this stuff? It's over and over and over. But when you put it into the context of the day, it feels fresh and new. But it isn't. See, my mind, I'm an engineer. I know what a sine wave looks like. And yeah, I can go up and down that little hill of the sine wave and go down, you know, whatever frequency. I can go down the timeline as much as I want. But when I look back at the sine wave, it's the same. It's a cycle. It's repeated over and over and over. The lunacy of the left. You know, they were saying you keep, you know, you're crazy if you keep doing the same thing over and over. Well, guess what? We must be crazy because we keep repeating the cycle. We are crazy, or somebody's trying to drive us crazy because I can see the cycle. We got lots to cover. I'm going to speak about the Oscars again in the context of racism because Julian Castro made a comment about the Oscars, about Hollywood in general that you need to hear about. We'll talk about that in a bit. We have a lot to cover. Racism, sexism, homophobia, all the things that seem small, innocuous, but they are huge. These are the things that impact all the legislation you have. If you got rid of racism and sexism, the Congress wouldn't even know what to do. They would be like, well, we need to vote on a bill. Well, what is the bill? It's to fund the military. Well, we need to make the military gay. There'll be no talk of any of that. We just need to understand what the military needs. Well, so what? We just vote? Yeah, here's the budget. Here's what's going to get funded. These are the programs. And there's no pig, you know, no pork, no bacon on it. Nope, can't put bacon. We're just going to vote on the military and its spending. And we've already reviewed it. We've cut the budget by 30%. The generals agree it's a bunch of waste and fraud and graft on our part. So we're ready to go. Okay, but see, you know, this is what we've talked about in the military over the past few years. Don't ask, don't tell. Transgender, should we do it? Should we change the uniforms? What is the actual the ability for them to deploy? Should they have bullets? And I mean, why not just make it into turn it into a Miss America or something like that? Why don't you just turn it into a pageant? We don't use them. We don't want to fight with them, not to win real wars. So let's just make it a pageant. The generals, do you really believe you could go to war with the generals that we have? Some of the ones that I've heard speak, you know, oh my gosh, man, these people. It would be like, you know, the Pope. Do you really believe that the Pope represents Catholics right now? He represents religion at all? This is a dude that's hung up on climate change and all this other crap, and he does it under the guise of humanitarianism. I played a clip in the first hour about Hollywood doing a PSA for black folks. They say they can't even go to their jobs without being killed. Yeah, well, when your job is you're a drug dealer on a corner, you might get killed. But black people going to their accounting jobs and their teaching jobs or whatever, they are in any more danger. They're in no more danger than anybody else. But Hollywood wants you to believe, oh, man, we better protect them. All this race talk, all this female, you know, sexuality talk, gender issues or whatever is nothing but subterfuge for getting your money. And they do it. Look, women don't make as much money as a man. What does that have to do with us? Are you saying that women don't have an opportunity in America? Because I would love, prove to me that a woman engineer at Lockheed doesn't make as much as a man. Prove it. Because, see, I already know that's not true. Those laws have been passed. EEOC won't allow it. The disparity is guys working for themselves. Doctors who get more because people were willing to pay a man more than they're willing to pay a woman. You want to know why? It has nothing to do with their ability. Women, female doctors are probably just as good as men. But you know what? If you're a dude, you want to know, when I get my doctor, he's not going to get pregnant. And I'm going to have to find me another doctor. I know, women, you were cursed with carrying civilization in your wombs. Leftist women believe that. I know conservative women don't. Cursed. Your pay has nothing to do with oppression of men. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, you may hold men in more esteem, like if it was a male mechanic versus a female mechanic. You very well may be right. I may have a bias. But you know what? Women could prove me wrong. Here's how you could do it. You could say, I'm going to open up my shop. You come to my shop. I'll fix your car. And I'm going to fix your car so good that you will never, ever leave. And then you tell me, Kevin, I got to raise my rates. And I go, no problem, Susan. Raise your rates. You're an amazing mechanic. You may have to earn it because of some preconceived ideas. But you know what? Same thing with women. You got preconceived ideas about men. I was watching a show the other day. This lady was Naked and Afraid. I love this show. And the lady goes, I would have not believed whatever the guy's name, Ted, was this way. You know, if I'd seen him on the street, I wouldn't have even thought of him as somebody I could be friends with. But seeing him in this environment, I have a different view. It's really funny how that works. I'm speaking to leftists. Here's what's funny, leftists. When you give people a shot, when you just say, you know what, I'm not going to have a preconceived idea, or even if I do, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to let see what happens. You know what? And you learn what people are about. It's funny how you suddenly like them. Even if their ideas differ from yours, you're like, it's okay. I met a woman. She said to me, Kevin, I think animals are just as important as people. And I said, I disagree. I said, I'm biblical. Animals were put here for men's use. We should not abuse them. And, you know, they're very bright. And, you know, you can adopt them as a pet and feel like they're part of your family. But they are not. They're animals. I grieve for them when they died. I cried when my puppies died. My dogs died. But it wasn't like losing my uncle. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Social media giants. A little bit more on the Oscars and transgender issues when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I get this notification from YouTube. Man, I just can't stand these guys. And here's what it says. Hi, Kevin Jackson. Our team has reviewed your content, and unfortunately, we think it violates our medical misinformation policy. We've removed the following content from YouTube. Angry woman chastises school board over vaccines. And they go on to tell me that it might be disappointing, blah, blah, blah. And he says, how your content violated the policy. YouTube doesn't allow claims about COVID-19 vaccinations that contradict expert consensus from the local health authorities or the World Health Organization. Learn more here. So the local health authorities are the CDC, just so you guys are aware. And, of course, you know who the WHO is. I just want you to understand where we are. So I did a thing on, I don't know if you guys know of a product called thalidomide. And I didn't know much about it, but I would see these kids that had the little arms, limbs that were sort of, you know, messed up. And I wondered what it was, and I did research on it, and it's a drug called thalidomide. And I just, it amazes to me that we, and I, you know, I got to tell you, I've learned that expert doesn't mean expert. that there are people out there who, like Dr. Fauci, who claim to be experts. They're no more expert than anybody else in the field. In fact, they're less expert. They're just bureaucrats. And I think about the faith that Fauci, so puts in the CDC or the WHO, and we've now got social media that says, we're going to guide what you say and do by what these other organizations are saying. The WHO, the World Health Organization. Fauci and all these other leftists, they use the CDC and the WHO as the end-all be-all for science in medicine. But the CDC is run by quacks. So is the WHO. They're just paid bureaucrats that do what the, I don't know who the people pulling the strings on these puppets, but that's what they do. And thalidomide is a perfect example if you want to put what's going on with the Wu flu in perspective. Now, it was introduced in 1956, aggressively marketed by a German pharmaceutical company called Chemie Grünenthal. And it had the trade name Contergen. The thalidomide was for anxiety, it was for sleeping disorders, tension, things of that nature. But they also used it for morning sickness. Now, it was supposed to act as a sedative, and I've never had morning sickness. I mean, I had those fake, you know, things, the pains that your spouse might have where you kind of get a little sick when they get sick, the sympathy sickness, I think is what they call it. But nothing that would make me want to take a drug. Now, I do know morning sickness can be, you know, and I'm not trying to tell ladies that you wouldn't want to take something for it. I mean, I remember my aunt throwing up all the time, just out of the blue. And I remember going, why'd you just throw up? She's like, I don't know, I just started doing it. Well, she was having morning sickness and was throwing up. It eventually went away. Anyway, thalidomide marketing was eerily similar to what they're doing with this Wu flu vaccine. And the reason why I say that is they started marketing thalidomide before they ran any test on women, and it hit the market quickly because it was touted as being so effective that, you know, you don't need to test it. It works. It was almost as if people were just taking them at their word. And I see this very similar pattern developing with the Wu flu vaccines. Anyway, how can you have tested, and I'm coming back to this pregnancy part, how can you have tested a vaccine that's barely a year old and you say it's okay for pregnancy? There is no way you could have tested it on what it's going to do to a baby forming. Anyway, in April of 1962, the FDA revealed a startling fact. Thalidomide had been distributed widely as samples in a clinical trial. And at the time, the media barely covered the announcement, because the FDA claimed that no women who took the medication had so far delivered a baby with any birth defects. And they were horribly wrong. According to an article, details emerged over the coming months, and in early August of 1962, newspapers reported that Richardson Morrell distributed more than 2.5 million doses of thalidomide to more than 1,200 U.S. doctors. By the time the company filed the NDA, its clinical trial had evolved into an unauthorized marketing program. According to an internal FDA memo dated October 2, 1962, the manual used by salesmen showed that the doctor was provided with information assuring him of the safety of the drug. Now, keep in mind, with Wu flu, you've already signed off all the rights. You said, no matter what happens, I can't sue, nobody gets hurt, it's all for, you ready? Let's all say it together, the greater good. Said, with an estimated 40% infant death rate and an unknown number of miscarriages, the damage caused by the reckless distribution of thalidomide, samples to pregnant women in the United States is staggering. Now, you may realize why frauds like Fauci are so important. See, these people are paid shills. They're paid to sell America on the safety and effectiveness of deadly vaccines and not so deadly viruses that require deadly vaccines. But here's the sad part about thalidomide. When it didn't kill the kid, it grossly disformed him, disfigured him. Now, there's a guy, he's a public speaker. He is so amazing. He comes out on his arms. They're still kind of jacked up. He's got no legs, little bitty legs, little bitty bubbles that look like toes or whatever, feet. You've seen him. He has a way that he jumps up onto a table, and then he goes out and he talks to kids. And he shows video of him playing soccer with his friends and things like this. It is absolutely one of the most heart-wrenching, motivational things I think I've ever seen. That this guy lives his life in that deformed state, and he lives it to the fullest. I just almost tear up thinking about it. I see these kids that doctors, so-called experts, told us are going to be fine, and they're not. And then I look at what the frickin' YouTube says to me, where this lady argues that you cannot give this shot forcibly to anybody because you haven't done enough testing and you're forcing them on an experimental drug. And they take her message down and then have the gall to reference the WHO. Or local authorities like the CDC. They must be out of their minds. This is unbelievable what these people are capable of doing in social media. They should be stopped.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering stunning progress in the fight against the coronavirus in the past 3 months. Speaking at the White House, Biden also saying based on CDC recommendations, fully vaccinated people can go without a mask outside under certain conditions.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask. I want to be absolutely clear. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert.
The Fed Reserve's policymaking panel is getting a two-day meeting rolling on Tuesday. The Federal Open Market Committee is expected to keep the central bank's key lending rate at about zero and push more dollars into the financial system by purchasing bonds. You're listening to USA Radio News. Swing state Democratic senators are continuing to throw cold water on the move to pack the Supreme Court with four additional justices. Arizona Republican Senator Mark Kelly saying the more responsible thing to do is to keep nine justices. Echoing those comments as well, Democratic Senator from Nevada, Catherine Cortez Mastro. The field is set for the 147th Kentucky Derby.
14, Essential Quality, Brad Cox, Louis Saez.
The undefeated champion, Essential Quality, is the morning line 2-1 favorite in Saturday's race. Drawing the unpopular number one post on the rail is trainer Todd Pletcher's horse, Known Agenda.
Well, it certainly wasn't the one we were hoping for, but, you know, I've often said sometimes you get bad trips from good posts and good trips from bad posts. So I think hopefully with the new starting gate, you know, that'll make a little bit of a difference, but, you know, no question about it, it's not what we wanted.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I told you I would explain to you how race and class is always the tool that the left uses to get something done. And it's easy to prove. I don't have to go far at all to show you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Network. .com 844-551-8255. Check out this story on trans women, and you'll just listen for the gotcha clause and see if you find it. Okay, let's play a game and see if you can spot the hypocrisy.
Pennsylvania lawmakers have introduced a bill to ban transgender girls from competing on female school sports teams. The, quote, Fairness in Women's Sports Act bans anyone assigned male at birth from competing with female players. The bill is the latest in a nationwide push to pass such legislation. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has said that he plans to veto the measure should it pass. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a similar bill in her state Thursday. She said in part, this legislation sends a devastating message that Kansas is not welcoming to all children and their families, including those who are transgender. Meanwhile, the National Center for Transgender Equality says calls to the Crisis Trans Lifeline have tripled since debate about these bills began. As the organization told the Philadelphia Inquirer, quote, with increased visibility, you're also more visible to the people who hate you. To talk more about this is Lori Lindsay. She is a former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and a current sports broadcaster. Lori, good to have you on the show. So the governor of Kansas called the transgender sports bill in her state unnecessary and discriminatory. Supporters, though, insist that it's protecting women's sports or girls' sports. What do you see as the core motivation, really, behind these laws?
Well, in general, I think there's just a tremendous amount of misinformation about trans youth in general. And then to your point, Lana, the fact that, you know, these bills do uphold white supremacy under the guise of protecting women's sport, when we actually know that women's sport, protection of it, would be to more have more funding, have more women in leadership positions, equal pay. So reality, though, is that these trans youth just want to participate with their friends and play sport just like everyone else.
I don't know if you caught it. Because it was, she sneaked it in. Welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, but that's just too funny. So the announcer, the host says, Tom Wolf's going to veto it in Pennsylvania. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's going to veto it. So trans women's rights now trumps women's rights. And if you're fighting for women's rights now, which, by the way, conservatives are fighting for women's rights. Here's the thing. Here's a litmus test if you want to check me on this, okay? go to anybody in the trans community or, you know, the woke generation of leftists and say to them, hey, listen, why don't we do this? And this would accommodate the trans community. We can have boy sports, girl sports, and other, and accommodate the trans community. And inside of other, if you want to accommodate all 71 of the other genders, or 69, or whatever the number is that they have settled on, I'm not sure, then we're willing to start that. We have no problem with these trans kids competing with one another. Okay? And here's what's funny about it. When you think about this issue as an issue, because Joe Biden issued an executive order over this, we don't have a whole lot of controversy when women transform to become men. There's not a whole lot of controversy. Those people don't want to really compete. And if they, maybe I'm wrong, if they do, here's what I will tell you. Men are never going to complain. We are not going to complain. If you're a trans woman who transitions from a woman to a male, and you enter into the male arena to compete at anything, you're not going to get guys complaining. And let me tell you why. It just struck me funny. I got tickled when I was thinking about this. And I have the answer. The answer is, we're going to whoop your head. You want to know why? Because you're still a chick. I don't care what you think you are. You grow your little beard out. You cut off the breastises. You do whatever you do. You grow your little naughty bit down at the bottom, your little peanut, whatever you do. We are going to kick your butt. We don't care. See, that's the alpha male mentality. Oh, you think you're a dude. You ever heard Richard Pryor talk about when he thought he was a man and he confronted his father? And he said, his father, he hit me in the chest. And he goes, and my chest folded around his fist. One of the funniest sets ever. But it's the point of, if you're going to become a man, and I'm using my finger quotes, I'm talking about come of age. There are certain things that happen, and you can be a girl that transforms into a dude, and I'm going to tell you something. You will never feel what it feels like to become a man any more than a guy transferring to become a woman thinks he can feel what it's like to become a woman. You either are, you aren't, or you're jacked up. I feel sorry for the people that have, you know, dysmorphia, whatever they call it, where you don't feel like you're in the right body. I truly feel sorry for them. What a horrible thing. It's like, it would be like schizophrenia or anything else. I have a buddy, he's schizophrenic. I feel bad for him. I don't know how he's going to be when you see him. So, it's funny, when I see him and he is on, the dude is so bright, he's so fun to be around, but when he's off, he's in La La Land. And here's the tragedy of his situation. When he's medicated, they have to find the right dose for his body to adjust to the schizophrenia where he's lucid. But when he goes off the meds, when the meds jack with him to the point where he's like, you know what, it's better off without him, he is a train wreck. But with him, one of the nicest, sweetest guys on the planet, man. So fun to be around. And I feel sorry for him because we all know he's got a brain disorder that is makes him lose who he is. Now, look, it's funny we give so much weight to it when it has to do with sexuality. It doesn't matter. You ever met someone that thinks they're hot and they're not? I mean, they are just... My ex-wife, my first wife's, one of her best friends is a girl who was absolutely just unattractive. I tried to find things to look at because she was so high on herself that I wanted to see it. I was like, what is it that she sees in herself? So I'm looking for it. You know, you're like, okay, face, breast, body, you know, I mean, it was just, there were no ding, ding, dings, there were nothing. And so I would say to myself, what is this woman so caught up in herself about? But she had the level of esteem that she thought she could date the bachelor. This is a girl that thought she could. When I can't even give you somebody. Let me think if I could give you an actress. Maybe Lena Dunham. What's her name? That little ugly girl, that little troll. Maybe something like that. But I'm saying, imagine just a person that you look at and you go, "See, by the way, she's a nice girl. She just was very unattractive." And the thing that made it worse was she actually legitimately thought she was hot stuff. But not in an overbearing, like, you know, I got turned out for modeling, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't like an overbearing thing, but you definitely knew she thought she was hot stuff. And you look for it. I felt bad for her. She would date. She would be like, "Why is? I don't understand why the guy doesn't want to date me." And you want to jump in. You know, you want to go, "Well, if I may, I mean, I'm just putting this out there. But it's take it or leave it. I mean, you don't have to pay attention, or you know, it's up to you. But maybe he doesn't find you attractive." Oh, that's just insane, Kevin. That's crazy talk. You know? And you're going, "No, it isn't." Anyway, back to the trans issue. We are helping women. They know it. They don't want to admit it. Just think about how sick you have to be when you don't want to help women because you want to prove the bigger point.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I played this clip earlier and we covered how the host was setting up this lady, this woman, who was a female soccer player. And the idea around it was that trans men shouldn't be allowed to play sports with biologically born women. And there's a big brouhaha over it. And anyway, I ask you if you could spot the hypocrisy. So I'm going to play the clip again. It's a pretty short clip, about a minute. And the host is saying all these governors who said, we're not going to go for this. This is horrible. It's not welcoming. You know, and the calls to the crisis trans lifeline. I didn't even know that existed. I just figured it was a crisis line, which if you want to be very specific about your crisis, I'm cool with that. And then they go on, she talks about, there are people out there who hate you. Maybe there are people that hate trans people, but I'll tell you this. I don't. I don't believe most of the people listening to me do. And I'll put it to you this way. If you listen to me long enough, you will stop hating trans people because you'll probably, like me, feel, I don't want to say feel sorry for them because that's probably not the right word. I feel an outreach because it's somebody that's got a problem that, and you feel like there's nothing you can do, and you shouldn't. You shouldn't be like, I'm really sorry that you feel that you're a man born in a woman's body and it caused you to have to want to leave who you are, the body that God gave you, to become something different. That's a dramatic, traumatic decision to be made in a person's life that you can't take it lightly. And I don't want to make it, I don't want to make fun of them. I refuse to. And I know it's different. I know it's weird. It's strange. So are we. We're weird and strange in our own way. Sometimes our normalness is weird and strange, right? But I'm not going to be that guy that goes, oh, look at him. Oh, my gosh, he's dressing. You know, I saw cross dressers when I was a kid, and I was like, oh, that's weird. You know, I had the normal kid reaction, what I was trained, my knee-jerk response. Well, I no longer feel that way. You want to cross-dress? Cross-dress. It's weird to me. You know, 100 years from now, maybe men will be wearing dresses and women will only wear pants. I don't know. But right now, from a societal norm, it's weird. But it's a weird I can handle. I'm big enough. I'm old enough now. I've outgrown these childish ways. I used to think, well, I still think it's funny every time somebody says, pull my finger and farts. But that's a whole other thing. That's a dude thing there, okay? I mean, some things you just are not supposed to outgrow. But that I did. My feeling towards homosexuality, I don't care. Is it weird? Yes. But here's the deal. I don't care. Do it. If that's what you want to do, fine. But don't be trying to make me, you will conform, Kevin Jackson, to how we feel. You're going to understand homosexuality. No, I'm not. I'm not going to spend 2 seconds in your lifestyle thinking about it, whatever. I've been to parties with my gay buddies, you know, the thrown by a gay couple friend of mine. We've got gay couple friends, and we, oh man, one of them, they can cook. Oh Lord, if they have a party, you got to go just to eat. It's amazing. But other than that, you know, they're doing, you know, talking about their, whatever, fine. When it's uncomfortable for me or if it gets boring and they're talking about gay stuff, I'm like, hey, you know what, guys? Sounds like, you know, I don't know much about this. I'm out. Doesn't make me a bad guy. Anyway, let's play the clip before I run out of time.
Pennsylvania lawmakers have introduced a bill to ban transgender girls from competing on female school sports teams. The, quote, Fairness in Women's Sports Act bans anyone assigned male at birth from competing with female players. The bill is the latest in a nationwide push to pass such legislation. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has said that he plans to veto the measure should it pass. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a similar bill in her state Thursday. She said in part, this legislation sends a devastating message that Kansas is not welcoming to all children and their families, including those who are transgender. Meanwhile, the National Center for Transgender Equality says calls to the Crisis Trans Lifeline have tripled since debate about these bills began. As the organization told the Philadelphia Inquirer, quote, with increased visibility, you're also more visible to the people who hate you. To talk more about this is Lori Lindsay. She is a former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and a current sports broadcaster. Lori, good to have you on the show. So the governor of Kansas called the transgender sports bill in her state unnecessary and discriminatory. Supporters, though, insist that it's protecting women's sports or girls' sports. What do you see as the core motivation, really, behind these laws?
Well, in general, I think there's just a tremendous amount of misinformation about trans youth in general. And then to your point, Lana, the fact that, you know, these bills do uphold white supremacy under the guise of protecting women's sport, when we actually know that women's sport, protection of it would be to have more funding, have more women in leadership positions, equal pay. So reality, though, is that these trans youth just want to participate with their friends and play sport just like everyone else.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So I'm sure you caught it. So Laura Lindsay, former women of the women's former member rather of the women's soccer team. Which, why is there a women's soccer team? Why can't there just be a man's soccer team and women compete with the men on the men's soccer team or with the androgynous other beings on the soccer team? Why can't we do that? Well, the reason we can't do that is because women, biological or otherwise, can't compete with men. Anyway, so the host goes on to say, it's unnecessary. They've called this unnecessary and discriminatory. And they say it's about protecting women's sports. And she says, what's the core motivation in this young lady? Goes on to say, well, it's misinformation. They don't know, understand it, and it's misinformation about trans youth. Well, what misinformation is it? What is it that we don't know? Because, see, it's not us complaining. You know who's complaining? The girls in their sports are going, you know what? I got tired of getting my head beat in by this trans dude. I got tired of losing races and watching these what look like male athletes outperform us because we already know, oh, here's a dirty secret. Don't tell anybody. Men are better athletes than women. Men run faster, jump higher, jump farther than women. End of story. And so they've got to admit this, number one. But then they say, well, it's not about protecting. No, it's not that. They don't understand. They just don't understand. But I love how she morphed it. Did you check out how she morphed it? Well, yeah, and what was funny, if you listen to it closely, she doesn't know what to say when she says, well, what about, you know, this thing about it protecting women's sports? What's the core motivation? Well, they just don't understand youth and, and then she went to that core thing that I told you guys drives everything that leftists are about. It's either racist or it's, you know, elitist. It's race or class of some sort, right? She says that doing this idea of protecting women, well, it just upholds white supremacy. Really? So LGBT women versus non-LGBT women, that's white supremacy? Because I would bet you black women are complaining too. Latino girls are complaining. And then where does she go? Where does she go? Mama's milk. What we need, if they want to protect women's sports, is we need more funding. We need more women in leadership positions. And we need, here it comes, dun, 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 equal pay. See, because the female soccer team wants to make the same amount of money as the male soccer team, even though they can't draw nearly the audience. The WNBA would love to make the money that the NBA makes, even though they can't draw near the audience. Now, they may all get lucky. The women may get lucky here. Because at some point in the very near future, they all may very well draw the same audience. None. Because we're sick of them complaining all the time. Now look, I haven't looked at all the data. Maybe they should do a study on this and find out how well are the so-called trans men that transform to women doing in comparison. Maybe we should really look at this issue and then look at the data, as Democrats like to say, the science, before we make any, you know, start casting aspersions. You think that Republicans sat out and said, you know what, let's figure out a way to piss off the LGBT community. And you know what, the best way to do it will be to make trans athletes not, you know, be able to compete. You think they just came up with this, or do you think that somebody was complaining? And I would be curious as to who's complaining. See, I think the people who are complaining are the girls in these sports.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.